Therefore, starting in verse 19. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its engine shall be heavy upon, and it will fall and not rise. Turn to chapter 34 of Isaiah. Chapter 34 of Isaiah and verse 4. Remember he said all the elements will be dissolved? Here it is. Isaiah 34, 4. All the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down in the leaf as the leaf falls from the vine, and as fruit falling from a fig tree. Now turn to chapter 51 of Isaiah. Chapter 51 of Isaiah. You can see this is a big topic in this book. Isaiah 51. Verse 6, this is a very graphic description in Isaiah 51, 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, keep looking up, and look on the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish away like smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it will die in like manner, but my salvation will be forever, and righteousness will not be abolished. Turn to Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65. Now the good news. It's good to have good news, isn't it? Isaiah 65 and verse 17. For behold, God speaking, I create new heavens and a new earth. The very phrase used here in 2 Peter chapter 3, Isaiah 65, 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. That's elimination, folks. So not only is there not going to be any trace of it, nobody's even going to think of it again. Isaiah chapter 66, finally, the last chapter in the book. What about these new heavens and the new earth? Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22, last chapter of Isaiah, verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord. When I create the new heavens and the new earth, there's not going to have to, that job won't have to be done ever again. They will stand and remain before me, says the Lord. So shall your descendants and your name remain. God will cause the name of his people, his redeemed, those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, to be remembered forever and forever and forever. We will exist with him forever and forever and forever in the eternal kingdom, in the new heavens and in the new earth. There's so much here. I really, really, maybe I should... The revelation is coming, you're right. Well, all right, I had some stuff here from Revelation. I'll hold off till we get to Revelation. Turn to Romans in the New Testament. One of the great passages on the subject in the New Testament. We've got to hurry. Hope there's nobody coming in. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. One of the great passages concerning the redemption of the physical universe. The new heavens and the new earth that we're just talking about. Romans chapter 8. Starting in verse 18. It's a passage that takes on new life when you look at it in light of what Isaiah says and in light of what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3. Paul is speaking here in 8:18 of Romans, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time, this present age, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us at the end of the age when this kingdom has been established. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Here we have a personification of the physical universe. And the creation, the word for creation, refers to the physical universe. It's as if the physical universe is on tiptoes, anticipating our final redemption. The whole universe is straining forward. Wait, please come, Lord Jesus. Finish the work of redemption, because as you finish the work of redemption, so the personified universe is said to say, we will have our redemption. That is, our physical nature will be changed. And so we read, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Verse 20, for the creation was subjected to futility. Remember the second law of thermodynamics that the scriptures tell us, of course, the universe is winding down. Physics tells us the universe is winding down, being subjected to futility. For the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself, here it comes, the creation itself, this is the physical universe, this is the current heavens and the covenant earth. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption, from this falling into decay that the current universe is experiencing. It will be delivered from that into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 22, as he presses his analogy, he says, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, that is, we have a new heart and we have new minds because we're born again. We also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Because one day, when Jesus appears, we shall be like him in every respect. If we go to heaven before he comes back for his own, then we'll be like him in every respective character. And if at the end of the age, we will all have the experience of being like him by having resurrection bodies. And that will be a time when we know that everything has been redeemed. The entire universe will also be fully changed and made new. One of the things that we repeat so often, and I must close, suffice it to say that the balance of the message of 2 Peter chapter 3 is, if you know these things are so, then what manner of living should you have? You should be living holy lives, knowing that the Lord, A, will come back for his own, and you'll be wanting to face him, not ashamed, but being found faithful, but also recognizing that there is a responsibility that we all have. But we know that one day, the scriptures tell us, everything will be restored. And the passage of scripture that I have in mind that we take so much for granted, some of you have memorized this verse, as have I, perhaps you'll never say this verse the same way again. If you know the verse, say it with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, he or she is a new creation, a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that applies to our bodies as well as our spirits. That applies to the physical universe because the work of redemption will be completed. He will finish the job. And all the effects of sin will be gone. And we're going to see some of the judgment that will occur near the end of this current age in horrific form on those who have been his arch enemies over these millennia. And we're going to see that graphically portrayed for us in the book of Revelation. But we're going to see God at work finishing the job. Finishing the job. And I'm so happy that we can say what the outcome will be. For we are already new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are already children of God. And while it does not yet appear what we shall be, we know that when he appears, we shall be just like him. Now that should gladden your heart for eternity, just to know that fact. Let's go to him in a word of prayer. And all people said amen. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we bow before you because we recognize that there will be a new heavens and a new earth, that there will be a new bodies that we will have as believers, that we will be just like Jesus, that the world will stand forever in that recreated state. We thank you, Father, for the wonderful promises of your word, those promises that are never breached, that are never laid aside, but that will come to pass. You will keep your covenants. You will keep your promises, and all the promises to Israel, to the church, to all believers of all time, you will keep. How we thank you for being a faithful God, a sovereign God who does all things well, who is perfect, and yet who loves us with an everlasting love and bends heaven and earth to reach the last sheep that is to be brought in. You are long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish that are your own, but you will bring them in to the very end. For this we give you thanksgiving and praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thus endeth 2 Peter. Yeah.